We begin tonight with a Fox News alert. According to reports, the CDC is urging the Department of Justice to appeal a Florida judge's ruling to invalidate the federal mask mandate for public transportation. This appeal is a brazen attempt by a deeply politicized and corrupt CDC to wrench freedom and personal choice away from Americans. They say masks on planes and trains are necessary for public health due to COVID. So let's take a look at these troubling numbers, shall we? The seven-day average this week for COVID hospitalizations was just over 10,000. To put that number in perspective, in January, we peaked with over 150,000 hospitalizations. Today, we're seeing about 50,000 new COVID cases compared to about almost a million reported at the beginning of the year. This is good news. Things are getting better. Mask mandates are not needed. But the minute the judge made this ruling, the Biden administration had their fists up, ready to fight.
We disagreed with the decision immediately. So we also don't take photos of flights as data about how the country reacts to issues, as whether they're ripping off their masks or not. I mean, our focus here was seeing what power we had to preserve what we felt was in the public health interest of the country.
You heard it right there. It's all about preserving their power.